USA Radio News.
Inflation keeps increasing, and it shows no signs of letting up. Lance Pry reports.
Inflation climbed higher to a new four-decade high, 8.5% in March, forcing Americans to pay even more for basic goods. The latest uptick marked the highest annual rate of increase of inflation since December of 1981. According to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics released Tuesday morning, excluding volatile food and gas prices, the CPI still jumped to 6.5% year over year.
In related news, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin blamed the Biden administration and the Federal Reserve for soaring inflation, calling it a disservice to the American people. Food prices rose 8.8% over the past 12 months, while gas prices were up 48% on the year after an 18.3% increase in March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
The recent COVID-19 lockdown in Shanghai, China, and video that shows people screaming out their windows because they're not allowed to leave their home should serve as another reminder to Americans of what the left tried to do in this country. This, according to Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan. He spoke to Fox News.
So remember when the governor of Michigan said you couldn't leave your suburban house to go to your cabin in northern Michigan because even though you'd be out in the middle of nowhere where you could socially distance, remember when she said you could go to the hardware store but you could buy certain things but you couldn't buy garden seeds because after all, we wouldn't want you out gardening outside. That's how ridiculous it's gotten.
President Joe Biden traveled to Iowa on Tuesday and announced he's suspending federal rules that restrict ethanol in gasoline. He said it's a move to fight surging inflation, adding it should trim about a dime a gallon at a limited number of stations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a bill that makes performing an abortion in the state illegal. This comes as Republican-led states across the country rush to restrict abortion access while the Supreme Court weighs the fate of Roe v. Wade. The Oklahoma bill makes performing an abortion a felony. Anyone convicted could face up to 10 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. An effort is underway to prevent another tragedy like last year's condo collapse in South Florida.
A letter signed by the entire Florida Democratic Congressional delegation is urging Republican Governor Ron DeSantis to add condominium safety measures to the agenda when state lawmakers meet next week for a special session on redistricting. During the most recent legislative session, the Florida House and Senate failed to pass condo reform legislation. The Surfside collapse killed 98 people last June. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Shoppers on Etsy are being urged to boycott this week. More than 14,000 sellers have put their shops on hold to strike over higher transaction fees. It means more money from each sale goes to the online company, which focuses on handmade products. The CEO says this will help invest in marketing and grow their support team. The site has more than 5 million sellers. The strike is expected to continue through the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.